When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your unofficial friends.
That was my Jello Biafra.
That was great.
Yeah.
Chemical warfare, chemical warfare, chemical warfare, 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 chemical warfare, chemical warfare.
The Duke, the Pukes of Hazzard.
Was that from Penis Landscape?
No, that was from Frankenchrist.
Hey, knuckle bump on each of us being able to name
Dead Kennedy albums.
Dead Kennedy's album.
That was one of my first albums I ever got. There was a song Jocko-rama, uh-huh. And then the Pukes of Hazzard. And soup is good food. It makes a good meal. So how does it feel to be shit out of luck? You know what's weird? If you like go back and listen to that stuff now, it's not. It doesn't really. Like back then, it was so like cutting edge and raw, yeah. And like this is like so different than everything. And now you listen to it, and you're like, it's borderline Weird Al. You know what I mean? It's like almost ska. Because it doesn't have like, punk has just changed so, I don't want to say radically, but it's just, today I feel like it's more hardcore than this stuff like in the 80s. Although Black Flag was kind of hardcore, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny to me, a lot of music. You know, I go at the time it came out, and I'm like, oh, this is really dark and intense. Like Led Zeppelin. Well, the first Led Zeppelin album, I'm like, bam, bam. I'm like, oh my God, this is the devil's music.
We had, I tell you, my dad had the stereo wired throughout the house, right?
Right.
And one time, I had, like, nobody was home. I got home early from school or something, and I put on Dazed and Confused, right? And I just had the whole house going. And I'm sitting in my living room.
The rafters are shaking.
And my mom comes home, and she's like, is this that devil music? Are you listening to this? I swear to God, she's like, is this that devil music? And I was just like, oh, no, Mom. I couldn't listen to... You know what? It's really creepy. Is try going to sleep and listening to No Quarter, and see if you have nightmares that night.
There's so much music like that. Like I remember when Stone Temple Pilots came out with Core. That first, wow, this is almost too intense to play on the radio.
I remember hearing those guitars and being like, that is like the hardest, dirtiest sound I've ever heard.
Now I listen back to it, I'm like, what was I?
Yeah,
what was this? Is Pablum.
I love that band. That's one of those bands I really miss.
Yeah, I saw
it. Seems
them.
Like it seems like with every one of their album, they didn't put out a stinker. They didn't put out a stinker. I mean, I guess maybe their least popular would be that the Black album, the one with the number four, with a star.
Was that Songs from the Vatican Gift
Shop? No, that one's one of the best. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was an awesome album.
Tiny Music.
Tiny Music from the Vatican.
It was the
Gift
one
Shop.
After that. Yeah.
That was
because there was Core and
Core is the first, then Tiny Music.
Tiny Music.
No, Core and then the Purple album.
Purple album, then Tiny Music.
Then Tiny Music. All and three then, of those albums are amazing. And then I think that next one was the kind of clunky one. But then they had like a couple after that were really
good. I saw them in Indianapolis on tour on that first album. They were tremendous.
Did he do the megaphone? I am man in macaron at the monarchy. This is the Josh impersonates.
I am.
What are you already? We met him at the Sound.
Yeah, he came in
like a week before
Scott Weiland
before he died.
Oh God, really?
Yeah, because I saw a couple pictures of like his obituary, and they used the actual photo that they took at the Sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he come in for a My Turn?
He came in, I think, to do Mark in the Morning, and I think he did a My Turn, but he came in.
Wait,
and
Scott Weiland was on Mark in the Morning?
I think. It was in the morning. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know. Maybe then he did come in for a My Turn. I don't know. But I remember they asked he specifically if he could bring his photographer in because they knew, for some reason, they knew we were like on the up high and they wanted to get some publicity photos. And that was like right before he was touring with his own band. He wasn't touring with Stone Temple Pilots. And there was like a scene, there was like one of those YouTube shots of him.
December 3rd, 2015 is when he died?
Yeah. He's only died. Yeah,
I was on the morning show then.
Then maybe it was in the afternoon. It was just for a My Turn.
Must have been for a My Turn because I was still on Mark in the Morning. Though.
But
I would have remembered Scott.
Yeah, there was a video of him like in some club, in like Minneapolis or something, just butchering like Plush or something, like just singing the song, like the words to Stairway to Heaven to one of his songs. Just has no idea what's going on.
Right.
It was pretty sad.
Hey, you know what music really sucks?
Let me think. Christmas music?
No.
What?
Bite your tongue.
What? Yeah. What's some...
dubstep.
I don't even know what that is.
It's basically
crunk.
It's basically the sound of machine gun fire and explosions and low frequency sound
is
waves.
Is it like electronic music?
It sounds
then?
Like God's. Yeah. It's.
What's crunk?
Crunk is an offshoot of.
Isn't that like
of,
some southern
of hip hop? That yeah.
Is like a southeastern of Georgia based or something yeah. like that. Crunk. I love it. He's a great tight end. He was.
Kronkowski?
Kronkowski.
Speaking of Christmas music.
What are we even talking about?
Speaking of Christmas music, hey, by the way, welcome to Your Artificial Friend.
We just jumped in. Yeah, really.
Josh Fligger's here, everybody. My name's Andy Chanley of the Indiana Chanleys. And Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer are on assignment.
Where do you think,
this is Sunday Sam while at? We're doing this. He's probably at a football game.
Which one, though? Didn't know.
I don't know.
Please hold.
Yes, please hold.
And we're back.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned the contacts yet.
I can tell. Still some crumbs things from Thanksgiving dinner on top of here.
Things to do. I'll forget all about that.
How was your Thanksgiving?
To continue our conversation, right. Sam is at some sort of game. By the way, what's happening right now is a fantasy football game back here behind me. I'm losing horribly. And if I lose this game and someone else in you know my division wins, I am out of the playoffs.
I am doing amazingly good this year. It's funny. I have like one of the least amounts of points scored in the league, but I'm tied for first place, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's just one of those weird... Every matchup, I win by like three, and then the person that I play scores like 80 points, and I score like 91.
It's best I don't think about it. It's best I don't think about it.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving.
Yes,
was fantastic. It was lovely. It was very intimate. Just family.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, we had actually one of my good friends came over. And so it was, you know, just like six of us.
How was your tofurkey?
Tofurkey was fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something about the tofurkey. My 9-year-old son, he would not touch tofurkey for years.
Okay.
Last year.
What's it look like? Does it just look like soy pack?
It just comes in a tube, like a polenta, you know.
Yeah, but I mean when it's done, when it's cooked.
Oh, it looks like white meat.
Okay, so it has like a texture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say tofurkey, I literally picture like a brick of tofu.
No, you slice it off and it looks like
just like breast meat, like
round cuts of breast meat. All right. Yeah. So anyway, last year he tries some and he's like, "Oh, what have I been missing? This is really good."
Right.
And he's done that with a number of things in this last year, like baked potatoes. Wouldn't touch baked potatoes for whatever reason. And love French fries, you know, and love when I roasted potatoes, you know, on the grill or whatever, but wouldn't touch a baked potato. Now he just shovels
them
in.
How's he do with mashed potatoes?
He likes them as well.
I can't eat anything besides like home fries, tater tits, and French fries.
Tater tits?
Yes.
He's had a little breakthrough on a number of things like this. Well, last year he sampled the tofurkey. This year, we went through six packages
bricks.
Of that shit. Yeah. I mean, he'll just eat like a whole one. By
really?
Himself. Yeah, it's insane. Like, will you slow down?
Now, do you guys have gravy?
Yeah.
How do you make gravy?
Well, they have a vegetarian gravy.
Okay.
In packets from like Whole Food.
All right. I don't know if they sold that.
Here's the thing.
What's that?
I ran out of that. Had one packet and wanted to have some for leftovers, and happened to be out at a store at a Vallarta or something where they wouldn't have that stuff. So I just grabbed a turkey gravy one because I'm the only one that has
anybody.
It. No, I'm the only one that has it. So
just says, no, that's good, everybody. No, that's a good thing.
It's fine. So yeah, they're all vegetarian, but you know I'm not, and so I thought, well, so I'm the only one that's going to have it.
Just
so
grab a straw and sit in the corner with your jar of it. Good Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's good gravy skin. Anyway, I have that. The vegetarian gravy is actually better than the real turkey gravy. I'm telling you, it was bland. It wasn't great.
What the oh well, that jarred turkey gravy, that the jarred stuff's gross. Yeah, I'll give you that. That's possible. I'm not going to agree with you, but I'm going to say it's in the realm of possibility, only because I've bought that jarred crap before.
It wasn't jarred; it was the packet.
Well, whatever. Yeah. It's just it's just.
I understand. It was not
it's like
giving,
cornstarch paste.
It was
gross.
Not giving the turkey its fair due. No. Like if I would take a turkey and cut up its neck and its heart and its liver and throw it in there and make the gravy out of that. That's a different story. I will grant you that. But I think that you would actually like this gravy. I think you would.
I think it would be different. I think it might be good on like some veggies.
It is. Yeah, we'll roast some vegetables and put it over that as well. But anyway, so it was a lovely dinner. Today was
it waffle day?
Waffle day.
Oh, how'd it go? We haven't had ours yet.
You take the stuffing and you put it in the waffle iron and you smash it together and it makes a waffle stuffing. And we had some eggs, fried eggs.
So you did it for breakfast?
Over easy, yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And so
do you have any leftover mashed potatoes?
No, didn't make mashed potatoes. Made roasted potatoes.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say because we still have some leftover
roasted
mashed potatoes.
Roasted carrots, onions,
we gotta do some potato pancakes.
Yeah, they're hard to do. You got to use a lot of butter.
Yeah. And you got to make sure you get that nice burnt skin on them before you flip them or
because they'll just
turn into it's like flipping
mush.
Toothpaste. Yeah. Just shits on the wall. Yeah.
Yes. It's not good.
Well, guess what? I talked Cindy into doing
what.
Making homemade cranberry sauce.
How about that? How'd it go?
It was delicious.
Wasn't it nice?
We weren't ready for the things exploding, though.
Oh, they popped.
She's standing there. She's like, they're popping. I don't know. And I'm like, get the splatter cover. I don't know. So we put the splatter cover over top, and then it came out delicious.
Yeah, they pop. The cranberries in there, a little bit of orange juice.
Well, or you could do that. We didn't do that, but you could do like orange rind, orange zest.
What'd you do, buttermilk?
No, you didn't do any of it.
Oh, just water?
Yeah, just water and sugar. Because we didn't know. It was like, for the first time, let's keep it simple, and then we'll adjust it from there. But it was not surprisingly delicious, but I was happily surprised. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I expected
you wonder
it to
why
be good.
You hadn't done that before.
Exactly. Yeah. And for how easy it is, it's like, this is no joke. We're just doing this for every year now. But our turkey. Oh,
it's good.
Every year I think I say this, but this might have been the best year I ever made a turkey in my life.
Wow.
We bought a 21-pound
turkey. Oh, God.
It was like 44 cents a pound. And Cindy's like, well, how much should we get? I'm like, it's 44 cents a pound. It's going to be $8. Let's get the biggest one. We're going to throw the rest away. I don't give a shit. And so we have so much. We got turkey coming out our ass. And tonight I'm making like a Southwestern turkey soup just because I don't know what to do anymore.
You know what my mom used to do?
What?
She would take all the turkey meat and pull it off the bone and just you have like a container full of turkey.
That's what I did, the container was so full of turkey that I like Thanksgiving night I'm like I'm gonna have to eat a leg to get that out of the container so I can put the lid on it.
Wow!
But go ahead, sorry.
She would then cut up some onion really finely chopped and. Make barbecue sauce in there. Barbecued turkey.
Holy shit.
It was like Sloppy Joe's. Yeah. We made sandwiches out of it. Oh, dear God.
They do the same thing in Pittsburgh with ham, like the thinly sliced chipped ham called ham barbecue. It's so good. But you know what?
Turkey barbecue.
You know what my mom used to do is take it, shred it all up, right, into like chunks, and then make a huge Waldorf salad with turkey, with like pineapple and apples and walnuts and celery. Oh, so good.
Nice.
Maybe I'll do that too.
I'm telling you.
I'm kind of hitting my turkey peak. I don't know if.
But if you do the barbecue, it's a whole new. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shredded.
Did she make the
turkey?
Barbecue sauce by herself?
She made it.
Yeah.
It was tremendous. But you could just go buy some. Throw in some barbecue sauce.
I know, but I feel like I should eat. I have this much turkey. I feel like I should eat something healthy with it. Not that Waldorf salad is healthy, but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I've been eating shit. We went to the Kings game last night, and I came home at 10 o'clock and just made myself a heaping pile of mashed potatoes and put gravy on it and ate that.
Nice.
As a snack.
Yeah.
You got mashed potatoes?
Golly, you have mashed potatoes?
It's that time of season.
It is.
It's fish. Are you decorated?
Folks. There go the finest folks on the river.
Ain't well, no hole in the wash tub.
That's the thing, yes.
Look at the birds up in the trees.
We're not birds, we're a jug band.
Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas. Yep. It's classic.
Oh, it's the best.
We almost look the same. You know there may be others.
We can go on for hours quoting that. It's a terrible movie.
It's a takeoff on what's the story that it's not Gift of the Magi. It's is it?
I don't know. I've never seen any of it.
So, yes, the answer to your question, have I started the Christmas decorations? I have. And
is part of it tearing down? Should we just are we walking? I feel like we're pushing back the headline here. I'm just going to describe the scene. Okay. I came walking. I know Andy's key to get into the gate, you know what I mean? And I come walking up and I press the key, and as the doors slide, your son screams out of the car, "There's a crazy guy!" He's from across the street in the yellow car, and I'm like,
"Oh yeah, Grammy's visiting, so yeah. He's in her car playing."
And then I turn and look, and
I don't know those people.
I put my hand over my eyes. I was like, and I turn and I look down the driveway, and what do you call that? What is that? I don't know.
Carport.
The carport is just demolished, laying everywhere, and half of me thinks, do I run back and see if I start trying to save people? Because I was like, did this just collapse and I'm the first person here? And then I saw that it was all kind of organized. What are you doing?
The carport was just logged with water. It's
That's
rotten.
What I'm wondering. Was it from the rain, or did you just decide, was this something that had been planned?
It's been just soaked with water, and it was dangerous. It looked like it was going to come down on the kids.
But that thing wasn't even covered. Oh, was it covered?
It
was covered.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of the one over by the tables. That's kind of a plant trellis, or you know. What I'm
that's
talking
a pergola.
About? Whatever.
Pergola. See,
you got to whip out pergola.
Pergola.
Okay.
Get your
carport verbiage correct.
Minor pseudo shelter straight.
Also a Dead Kennedys album.
Minor pseudo shelter.
So anyway, I got started on the Christmas lights. And so what I did is I you know, found the box of Christmas lights that I usually run along our, you know, fence, you know, the wrought iron fence around the front of the property, and have it on a timer so it goes on at dusk and turns on at dawn. Wait.
Goes off at dawn.
On at dusk and off at dawn.
You had it right the second time.
So I'm out there, and I'm I'm putting them up yesterday, all right, going along and fitting them onto the fence and putting them on with little tiny twist ties, or zip ties, yeah. And I get the thing up there, and we go out to see a movie last night, right? We go out to see Frozen 2.
Well, we saw that Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah? What'd you think?
I was pretty good.
I thought it was good, too.
It was good, too. What'd you learn from it? did you learn that...
sisters are doing it for themselves?
No, I learned that turtles can breathe out their butts.
All right.
spoiler alert.
water has memory.
Yep.
So anyway, we go to see the movie, and we go to the El Capitan and see it there because they do the stage show and all that shit. And Viv, little 4.5-year-old Viv, is way into that, and she loves.
What do they
Frozen
do stuff
more than anything? They come out and they do a little song and dance thing.
A stage show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try. I've never been to there.
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
Anyhow,
noted.
They we go and watch this show. Then afterwards, we're walking back, and you got to go through that Hollywood and Highland bullshit of all of the, you know,
Dirty Spider-Man. Dirty Spider-Man.
People getting in your
and
face.
Unshaved Superman.
Yeah.
Smelly Batman.
Yeah. And so I have to go. I forget to get the... Well, I didn't forget, but I had to go back and get the parking validated. So I walk back, and then I catch back up with those guys. And as I'm catching up with them, walking in front of Hollywood and Highland, some guy gets in my face with some CD or T-shirt or some bullshit. And, you know, I was like, hey, cool dad.
Hey, he's got you pegged right off the bat. He knows your type.
Where are you from? And I said, I'm from here, asshole. And I'm like,
hey, not cool dad is showing up, I see.
Like, I hate that. I used to live like there. I used to live in a high rise right there, and we'll walk up and down the street, and every day it's like, hey, what you want? Yeah. Well, you know, I got this, I got that. Like, if you want to do some spin art?
If you're listening from out of town and have never been to Hollywood, people that live here avoid Hollywood Boulevard at all costs, because there's literally no reason for us to go down there, and we try to avoid it, because it's like just the pestering and the cheesy Hollywood stores and all that stuff. Like, it's just, I get chills thinking about going down there and be like,
yeah. I get anthrax just thinking about walking down the street.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I get that cool dad. I go catch up with those guys, come home after dinner. Can't wait to pull up to the front of the house and see the lights on.
Uh-huh.
They're dark.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
You screwed up the timer?
No, the timer was right. So I went out there and checked.
Do you have the two-way ones where or a one-way one if the bulb's out?
Apparently.
Throw them in the garbage. Well, buy new ones.
Well, that's the thing is I go out there this morning.
Right? When I buy those things, that's the very first thing I look at. I'm like, if you buy those strings and lights, they might be $8 cheaper. It's like, who cares?
What does it say on the package to let you know?
It'll say always stays lit.
Oh, okay.
And there's a phrase for it, like two-way something or something like that, which means that there's a string that bypasses the light bulb. So if that light bulb goes out, it'll go on to the next. And there's always a bypass. So you can take all the light bulbs out and have the one in the beginning and one at the end still work.
Well, anyway.
Or if it's like two of them or something like that.
I'm out there working on the lights trying to find out which twinkly bulb isn't right.
Just throw garbage.
Lara yells out in the yard. How's it going, Clark? I'm like, son of a bitch.
How's it going, Cool Dad?
I am that guy now. I am Cool Dad out there. Yep. I'm Clark W. Griswold out there checking the fucking twinkle lights.
Did you kick the Santa across the yard when he couldn't make it?
Well, you know what I did? You open up the plug and it's got
fuses
in there. And I check both the fuses. And I go over and I take a fuse out of the other one and put that in the one that was up front to see if that did.
Let me solve this problem for you.
I went out and took a staple gun and plugged it in to make sure I was getting juice to it. Boom, boom. I was Clark Griswold.
Now, here, let me solve a problem for you. Garbage can, Target.
I know, but now I got all those twist ties I got to take off, and
you violated the main rule of dad holiday lighting.
Just test it first.
Always plug the shit in first before you.
It's just been year after year, and it's always worked.
It doesn't matter. That shit sits out in the garage or sits out in the shed. And it doesn't matter. Always plug it in.
You're right. That is the cardinal rule of exterior illumination.
If I learned anything from my old man, is to always stretch the lights out in the living room floor and plug them in before you put them on the tree.
God, that's so right.
Yep.
I'm a dumbass.
Dumb dad. But yeah, so my parents got us every year. They do this really, the last 2 years they've done this really cool thing is Hallmark puts these. They're giant, like the size of softballs, and they're making them, I think, for like the next 7 years. They're going to put one out, and they're these animatronic Christmas tree decorations, right?
Oh.
And so last year we got the very first one, and we also got to get them to work together, you got to like daisy chain them with this special strand. Well, we got the second one this year, and we put the second one on, and I daisy chain those two together. Meanwhile, you got to like go get like really thick gauge wire just to hang them from the tree because each one weighs about 6 pounds. And so I got them together, and when you press one of the buttons, they like react to each other, and it's really cool. Like they play a song, but they like come out of different speakers within the ornament. So it's going to be interesting to see like 4 years down the line when you got six of them, like how they all react. Well, so we got it going for like one day. And I'm sitting there in the middle of the day last night, and I just hear...
Oh, you've already got your tree up?
Oh, yeah. Friday after Thanksgiving. What are you talking about? That's Christmas time. Right. But I don't tolerate the shit before that, though. Cindy tried to bring some home some stuff, and I had that... Told her promptly remove that from the house. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. But anyway, so I get these things all hooked up, and they look really cool. And there's... Even when they're not... like playing music or something like that, there's always like something moving on them. You know what I mean? Constantly. And so we got the first one going, and it worked for a day. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there yesterday, and I'm watching TV, and I just hear, tick, 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 So I go over, the new one we got is making this ticking noise, and you can't turn it off. So if the tree's on, it's just... And it's in the living room, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll just turn the TV on and see if I can still hear it while the TV's on. Because if the TV's on, well, we're usually in there anyway, then it's no big deal. And I turn the TV on, and I hear the TV, and then it, like, behind the TV here. So I'm like, son of a bitch. We're going to go try to replace it today with another one, but ugh.
Is it defective? Or it's just...
I don't think it's supposed to tick. The first one doesn't tick. I mean, you imagine sitting there like your Christmas tree just going... Every time it's on, I was just like, ugh.
Back in 1973. No, a little later. I want to say 75. Five, six, yeah. My family got... My parents got this little ball. It was about the size of a softball, between softball and baseball, like, you know, 3 inches or whatever, and it was silver. It was plastic, but it, you know, had like a filigree, you know, just a design,
right?
And like vines or whatever, and it was silver plastic, and it had a green cord going out from it.
Okay, I love this already.
So the cord was about 3 feet long. You plug this into the end of one of your light strands, and this ball made the sound of birdsong.
I was going to say, we had one of those
too.
Did
you have one?
Except ours wasn't a ball. Ours was a little, looked like a tiny birdhouse.
Oh, okay.
And you would bury it up in the middle of the tree and then plug it in, and like randomly, right? It would just be like...
It would build up, you know, I guess there was a capacitor or whatever.
And I completely forgot about this thing until...
Every 30 seconds or something, it would go, you know...
Yes, and my parents had two partridges with wire feet, and they would wire them up into the tree beside the birdhouse, and like, well, this one would do like once every minute or something, be like.
Well, my dad was high on it for the first you know, couple of days.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you know, let's plug this in. We plug it in, and it's in our tree, and the thing's going off. He's trying to watch TV. Watch Gunsmoke or something.
Yep.
And after about a half hour of it, he's like, you unplug that goddamn thing.
I remember. I never saw that. I only saw like in the tree one time.
Yeah.
And then I remember like next year, I'm like, Dad, let's put the thing up. He's like, no, we're not putting that thing up this year. No. Here, let's put it back in the box. Here, hang this thing up instead. Yeah. There was some crazy 70s decorations, right? Remember when there used to be like, I guess do they still do like the plastic, the big figurines made of plastic?
Remember for the front yard?
But they were like indoor decorations almost. I don't know.
I've never done that.
How about, yeah, I guess.
Did you ever have the, you know, they make fun of it in Vacation, in Christmas Vacation, but the thing with the candles and the fan blades?
I never did, but my babysitter did. And I remember just being infatuated with that. Like my daycare, I just remember, and she had it by her front door and would only light it like Christmas Eve or the, you know what I mean, like right around Christmas. And I remember when it would be, I would just sit there and watch it, be like, how is it spinning like that? This makes no sense. Why does fire make it move? Yeah, like, it was like the windmill thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, the flat windmill, the heat, yep, from the
did you ever do an advent candles calendar?
Not as a child.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't even...
By the way, after we're done with this, I've got to go into the fucking shed and find the Christmas decorations so that I can find the advent calendar, because today is December 1st.
Yep. You know what? We got them the last 2 years. We got them Lego Star Wars ones.
Mm-hmm. He's got that today.
It just ends up me on the floor playing with it.
But we've got the regular one with the little drawers in it. So each morning they wake
up.
Put
it in there.
And mommy puts in something.
So you take it apart and then put it in there. So he just opens the drawers.
Well, it's a self-contained thing. It was bought at a store and it has 24 drawers in it.
And
1 through 24, you just open the door for that day.
Right. But you're taking the toys out of the box and putting them in the drawers.
No, that's separate. He bought a Lego advent calendar. So he has...
And then this one's you're doing yourself.
This is for the both of the kids, yeah. Okay.
What are you putting in there?
Rat poison? No.
Jeez.
No, put it...
put in cigarettes. Cigar. Here's some skull.
One skull bandit.
Christmas Eve, here's some Levi Garrett.
Condoms.
Matches.
Never too early to prepare. A couple of gummies or, you know, I don't know, a piece of chocolate. That kind of thing.
We did the Lego thing for 2 years and it just ended up. He'd be like, let's open it up. And I'd open it up. And he's like, okay, go ahead and build it. And I'd be on the floor building it. And he'd be upstairs in the room playing Switch. And then I'd end up playing with the toy for like 10 minutes, stick it on the counter, and step on it later on when I was going to bed.
Good times.
So I'm not doing it this year.
Good times.
Yeah.
So I got to go and, I got to go do that. We haven't done our Christmas tree thing yet. You have a plastic tree, right?
Yes. Yeah. The tree that everybody should do is the fake tree.
I like the real tree.
Ant tree?
Because...
You're not doing that thing again, right?
Your plastic tree will never decompose in a landfill.
Yeah, well, I'll just use this tree for the rest of my life.
Yeah?
I'll decompose.
You're going to bury it with
you? I'll decompose it before this tree will.
I'm going to bury it in your coffin.
He requested.
With that bird that makes it sound. Tweeter. to fuck with you the rest of eternity.
Go ahead. You're free.
No, we're going to do that next weekend.
Are you going to go chop it down, or are you just going to go?
I'm not that Clark Griswold. Jesus. No, we're just going to go to... What we like to do is go to the... we talked about this last year, the Delancey Brothers or whatever, Delancey Christmas tree. It's kind of like... homeboy bread. It's a bunch of ex-convicts,
yeah.
And it's the way they in a halfway house,
yeah.
And it's the way they raise money for their.
Are they allowed to handle cash?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, maybe not all of them. I don't know, but it's a great cause. If we can find that again, we'll do that. We'll find one somewhere.
Are you afraid you're going to burn your house down?
No.
What about ants? Again.
No, that was the potted tree.
Adopt a tree?
That was the potted, where you have a pot.
Now, do you think that tree doesn't have a parent now? Because do you think somebody else has adopted it since you guys abandoned it?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. You're just going to say there's an abandoned tree out
some
there.
Some other family is welcome to that colony of ants in their living room.
There's some tree out there that doesn't have a family anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks to the Chanleys.
Uh-huh. But it's still alive.
Yeah. Well, my tree is never alive, so I don't have to worry about it. I'd go kick it and call it name, burn it with a cigar.
Wow.
You'd be the worst parent ever. It's all right, because it's a dead tree.
Really angry at the tree.
I'm not saying I'm gonna. I'm just saying I could if I wanted to.
Well,
but I'm
thought
not
about it.
I thought about it because I thought of what would a bad parent do. And I immediately thought of the parent in Breakfast Club.
Anyway, his dad. The live tree.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Here's a carton of Marlboro.
Is that Judd Nelson's dad?
Yeah. that's like one of the worst parents in the world, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, thanks. So that wasn't from me. It was from Judd Nelson's parents.
From Judd Nelson.
Club.
Yeah. I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Andy.
Anyway, I like the smell of the tree, of the real tree. And then
that would bug me.
Afterwards, they come and they pick it up and they compost it.
That would bug me, though.
Why?
Because you can't get away from it. My whole house
great,
smells like pine.
No, the whole house doesn't. Just when you walk by the tree, like,
No, because
that smells piney and nice. I like that. I'm in the spirit.
It doesn't smell piney and nice.
It does. It smells
like pine
and nice. It smells piney and nice. By the way, Laura
and then someone farts, it smells like someone shit in a forest.
Does it make a sound?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, it has to, because I guess you're there, so it's going to make a sound. Because there's no sound unless there's someone there to hear it, right?
That's ridiculous. No, that's not true.
Why? Hmm? There's got to be a set of ears there to hear it for there to
well,
be sound.
Well, it's your definition of sound because sound waves will be created.
But if you're not there, it's just vibrations.
Right. And that's all sound is.
No.
It's your brain interprets it a different
your
way.
Sound
that's
wave,
all sound
but
is.
It's gotta be, there's got to be a recipient for it to be a sound wave. Well, other than that, it's
sound,
just a
sound waves are converted into electricity.
Converted.
To electricity. But it's not that they're not there. They don't happen. The sound waves will be created.
You cannot put carbonation in water.
The sound waves will be created. Those are waves. And
those are waves. They're not sound waves. Because there's nothing there to pick it up.
No.
It's still vibration.
It's still part of if a sound.
If ears didn't exist, would they still be sound waves?
Yes.
Why? There's no such thing as sound.
No, they're on the electromagnetic spectrum.
But not as sound waves, because there's nothing there to pick them up.
That's ridiculous. It's they don't exist because someone's not, all your ears do to get over
pick
yourself.
Pick up vibrations.
Now, all your ears do is, yes, pick up the vibrations that hit your ear, and that's converted into electricity, and it's interpreted as sound to you. Now, if you weren't there, those waves would still be created.
Those vibrations.
Yes.
But they wouldn't be making a sound.
It has to be your definition of sound.
They wouldn't be making a sound.
So sound to you is electricity in your head, in your brain.
Sound to me is the vibration.
The vibration is created.
Right, but it's not until a recipient is there is it turned converted into sound.
So your definition of sound is electricity in your neurons.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that my brain interprets from vibration.
Unless your brain is there with your neurons to hear.
Or not my brain, a brain.
Well, no.
An ear. It doesn't have to be a brain. It has an ear. An ear that actively works with a brain. No.
The sound waves are created.
That's the
regardless.
Weirdest thing. Huh?
The sound waves are
but
created.
But there's no, if there's no sound to be interpreted, then it's not a sound wave.
You are deaf.
Why? It's true. If there's no ear there, then it's not.
See your conversation about sparkling water.
And people agree with me.
No one
the does. People.
No one.
Everybody's talking
no one
about
does.
It.
No. No.
It's true.
Anyhow, hey, did you see the snow from your house this last week?
What?
We looked out our backyard from our back patio here and could see the mountains, and there was snow on it.
That's crazy, because when we were going to the movie, when did you see this?
Well, let's see. It was on...
Okay, so it was before Tuesday? Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
When we were going to the movie on Thanksgiving morning, we were going down the 5, and a big-ass Charger came past us, and the back of it was covered in snow.
Oh, yeah. Did you not see?
No, Sydney's like, that's weird. And I'm like, where's he coming from?
In Palmdale, they got like 9 inches
of
snow.
Yeah, there was like a legit East Coast, like 2 or 3 inches on the back of this car.
A blanket of snow. Yeah, they got like heavy snow.
Yeah.
Just up in Palmdale, like 14 miles, 50 miles from here.
No, I had no idea about that. Hey, do you what do you do about your television? Do you get cable?
DirecTV.
I'm thinking about cutting the cable.
So I have thought many times about cutting the cable.
What are your considerations? What are you thinking?
Well, it had been the
and if you're listening out there, I would love to hear your opinions on cutting the cable.
It had been a consideration of two things. One, bundling of services.
That's...
And the other one, it was NFL Sunday Ticket, which I don't care about anymore.
And I don't get
it. Because the NFL could die in a fire, and I'd be fine with it.
The NFL is just like a drug addiction to me. I hate that I love it.
And it's...
And I don't... But I still, but it's like, I'm so much happier when I'm not paying attention, but then it lures me in. Well, then I'm like, oh, the Steelers are playing the Ravens. I got to watch this.
And it's just been, it's so morally bankrupt.
Yeah.
Did you see who was just named one of the Pro Bowl captains?
Who?
Michael Vick.
And I don't understand how that works anymore.
How do you, I mean, is it okay? The whole, I mean,
I don't know.
He's going to stand up as a character.
I don't even understand how that works. Because I thought it had to be a Hall of Fame member at one point in time.
I don't know. But
and
I,
it's just,
I,
it's weird.
I didn't think
and
nobody somebody watches convicted
the Pro
of the
Bowl
dogfighting.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that aside, getting back to your question.
Yeah.
I used to use that as a ploy to get them to give me Sunday Ticket for free.
Mm-hmm.
I call up and I'd say, hi, I'd like to cancel my DirecTV,
exactly.
please. And
I
they'll say,
that.
Hold on, let's let you talk to somebody. And you get transferred to somebody and you say, I'd like to cancel my DirecTV. And they're like, okay, when do you want to cancel it? And they aren't going to bite. And you're like, well, I just wanted to know, is there a penalty for, you know, if I do it? I'm like, no. Nope. So then you call back the next day and until you get a hold of somebody who says, we can't have that. Let's keep you around,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You just keep calling back until you get someone.
You know what?
You
know
right
the way
answer.
I did it is
what?
I always went, here's the thing is I'm thinking about canceling my DirecTV because I have a friend who's a brand new subscriber and they're getting the NFL package for like $200 a year where I've been a subscriber for you guys for like 5 years and you're going to charge me $5.99. I don't understand that logic. And then they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, well, I think I want to cancel my DirecTV. And they're like, well, we can give it to you also for $1.99. You know what I mean?
Because I never paid full price for the Sunday ticket.
Yeah, I
got it for free
either.
Every year.
Oh, for free?
For free. because I called and I said I'm the fuck out.
Jeez.
And
Cool Dad strikes again.
I tell you, man. And, well, you've been with you us for 15
He might be out there effing with the lights in the lawn for about 4 hours. But guess what? We get free NFL TV, free NFL package every year.
There you go.
You don't mess around.
So do that kabuki dance every single year. Yeah. You know, in July or August or whatever, where you call up.
And then you hate yourself for watching it too, because it like you become. Now that you have access to all that stuff, yeah. You're like, oh, there goes my Sunday.
No, that's the thing is I don't have the time to watch it. Right. I never watch it. So I really don't feel bad about that.
Honestly, Andy, I woke up this morning and I knew that the Steelers are playing the Browns right now. And I knew that they had changed the time in the game to 1 o'clock. And I just didn't even think about it, that it was going to be on nationally. And I saw that it was on and I was like, eh, whatever. I'm gonna go do the podcast anyway. So I have no idea what's going on. And don't tell me. I don't care. I'll check when we're done, because I don't want to know. I don't want you to ruin my podcast right now with telling me they're losing with Duck Hodges. And then somebody texts me and they're like, "What's with your Steelers, man?" I'm like, "They got a third string quarterback. Their number one receiver is out, and their number one running back isn't playing. So I guess we kind of got that going for us."
Yeah, I'm ruined. I'm not going to make the playoffs. But the good news is that my Indianapolis Colts are winning.
Who are they playing?
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, and that's a big game for them.
It is.
I think is that the tiebreak. Yeah, exactly. So.
So,
okay,
back to the DirecTV thing. So I called them this time, and I really don't care about the Sunday ticket anymore. So I just I said, what would it be if I, is there a penalty? Do I have to, am I in a contract? If I cancel it, can I just drop it anytime? And they said, well, yeah, you can, but how would this be? How about we give you triple your internet? And give you 300 megabits of internet, and you only pay $40 for it. I'm like, okay. And they
wait, say that again. You got three.
They gave me a big break on like $50 a month off my DirecTV bill
of the cable
and,
bill
of the cable bill, and I get my internet for $40 a month.
And how good is your internet? You have
300 megabits.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal.
I could realign the satellite.
You know what though? I remember when I moved trying to set up the internet. There was only one place that had that. In LA in fucking 2014. There was the only one way to get. There was only one company that had internet in my area.
I know. God.
And I was just like, Jesus. We're the second biggest city in America.
Tell me about
what are you talking about?
I've lived in the Valley. Right? In the near valley, in Studio City, Valley Village, North Hollywood, for 10 years.
I wonder.
Only a year ago did AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T.
Get their throughput above 6 megabits.
I wonder.
I'm like, there are people in rural China that have better internet than
we do. I'll bet you there's some shady thing going on with zoning and the local government that's like, well, you need to pay these fees.
They just didn't want to pay the money to run the fiber optic, right. And they finally ran the fiber optic last year. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, now I'm in.
Yeah, there was I literally only found one place to get internet in North Hollywood.
But to your question, it's HughesNet. It's it's CompuServe.
is that the one that shows the lady? It's in the middle of the sticks, and she's like, "It's like you can get social media." Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm at that point right now. I need to have the internet, so either I pay more for that and pay less if I cut the cord and had.
Here's what we're doing. I got a couple years ago. I bought a couple of. Kindle Fire Sticks that were jailbroken.
That's illegal.
And I use them for a very short time, and then I found out that they don't work very well I don't want to get into all this technical talk, but they once they figure out your it was ISDN
your
IP number, yeah, that they geo. Block you, you know what I mean? Because then I can never longer watch Steeler games, and so those things basically never worked again. I was like, you know what? I didn't want to pursue this any further because I already realized how shady it was. I'm like, all right, this is enough. I didn't realize how bad illegal it was. So then we have these two Fire Sticks, and I was looking at them, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to reformat these back to, so they're actually legitimate devices that are legal again.
Sure.
And then I did that, and I added all the with the Disney Plus and Netflix and Amazon.
Disney Plus is nice.
Have you watched The Mandalorian yet?
No.
Oh.
Is it good?
Are you a Wars or Trek?
More Wars.
Yeah. You gotta watch it.
Star Wars.
And you know what?
And Silas wants to watch
Silas
it.
Silas will like it.
And we're gonna watch it together.
It's not, it's a little bit, it's Star Wars-y. They did a really good job of making it like feel like a Star Wars show. And it's good. You would be like, 40-minute Star Wars. I'm like, no, it's pretty cool. And it's not too hyper-violent, but there's like moments of cuteness and stuff like that to it. It's good. I recommend it. I highly recommend it. But with all that stuff, I added that crap on this morning. And for what I pay my cable bill, me and my wife were like doing the math. We're like, we could just put these apps on our Fire Sticks, hyper upgrade our internet. You know what I mean? So that we're getting tons of data, and then get a brand new router, and then also the iPads and all that stuff would work, and then just get rid of cable forever. So we're thinking about doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people have done that.
Yeah,
and there's very little that's holding me to the cable.
The only thing that I will miss about it is the instant access to the news. It's to wake up in the morning and put it on the local news.
Yeah, but can't you buy they have services where you can get a bundle of CNN and
the way I was looking into it, if it's like you go to the CBS app, I think they live stream their news programs in the morning. So, yeah, like I said, I haven't done it yet. So it's one of those things, at least you know with cable, it's going to work.
Yeah.
With streaming and stuff like that, you're like, okay, where's the glitch going to be? And then also you have to invest all this crap, all this money into it just to see if it works. And then you're like, okay, this doesn't work. So it's like, now I got to upgrade this and upgrade that. So that's the kind of mode we're in right now. And and for how much we're paying for cable, I'm like, we could take all that money and turn it right back into, and then end up having a really great Wi-Fi signal and a fast internet provider. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna take a lot, but it takes work on your part.
Right. It's a step by step. It's one of those. Okay, this is working great, except this thing doesn't work. Yeah. So now let's upgrade that, and then okay, that doesn't work, so this doesn't.
It's like I've got an old in the bedroom. I have an old PlayStation PS3.
Yeah,
and which is great because then you know it can have the streaming services on it and watch DVDs and all that kind of stuff. A Blu-ray.
I got an Xbox 360 hooked up to a TV upstairs just for DVD purposes.
So that's great, except every time the kids want to watch a different movie. And I have to go, you know, set something up for one of the kids back there. And I go in, I turn it on, and it says, you have to upgrade the operating system. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
For PlayStation 3?
Yes. And it takes forever.
Oh, yeah. Do they even still update that crap?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a hoot.
How long does that take?
I'm standing there while the bars are slowly completing across, you know, the completion percentage.
Right.
And the kids are, you know, whining about the movie not starting.
Yeah, exactly. So this today, we got the Fire Stick going, and I immediately just downloaded like Amazon or the Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Disney Plus, and then like, CBS, and just did like four of them. And not realizing that it's going to take forever for all these to download at the same time. And then we tried like Disney Plus and it wouldn't work. And Owen's like, I don't think I like this thing. And I'm like, oh, this thing sucks because it doesn't work. And then I started thinking, I'm like, oh, that's because it's downloading seven things at the same time right now. Why don't we maybe give it a half an hour and then come back to it? And sure enough, it worked pretty great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like all the Star Wars movies, all the stuff from the Disney Vault.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't even explored in Disney.
I haven't even had a minute to look at it.
And there's some pretty good, I think there's some Disney Plus specific like kids movies and stuff that are on there that aren't anywhere else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's a good thing, and it's not that expensive. It's like, what, $6.99 a month or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think you get the first, I don't know, whatever.
Last order of business for me is, I'm not sure yet.
What last order of business is?
No, I'm not sure. I haven't completed the end of my sentence.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet,
I think
I'm maybe starting boot camp this week.
What, like lose weight?
Get fit.
Yeah, what's that mean?
getting up at 5 in the morning and going to the park.
I think is that right before Christmas?
It's the only time.
You do that after Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
You do it throughout the season so you don't. But I can't get to the gym any other time. I've got my days full of crap, and if I put it off, I never get to the gym. I'll never get there in the evening. Because you're putting the kids to bed, and you have dinner, and the last thing you feel like doing is, you know, strapping on your running shoes and going to work out. I can't do it, you know, in the morning because I got to go drop the kids off, go to work, and, you know, spend the day at work. And it just never happens. It never happens. So the only way I
can do it. I feel like
maybe
you've chosen the wrong person to have this conversation with. Because you say this word, Jim. I don't know him.
This is going to a park at 5:30 in the morning.
In the winter. Not that it's bitter cold here in Southern California,
yeah,
but
I mean,
still.
High 30s are the worst it ever gets, but
I'm going to tell you, you're doing this all wrong. Why are you doing this? I feel like I need to step in.
Because I just diet alone won't work for me.
But can't you put it off for a month?
Of course I could.
Then there you go. Problem solved. Thank you, Josh.
But I'm going to live longer.
I come here to solve your problem.
Wait, like it's going
to
be any cooler
next
in January.
Time, no, but you don't want to do this while you're eating all that good holiday food. This is the one time a year to do it.
If you do it while you're doing the holiday food, then you can enjoy the holiday
food
guilt-free.
Even worse. You're going to put more guilt on it because you're going to be like, you're going to pick up that bonbon and I'm going to be like, oh. Why did I do all those sit-ups? This is going to go straight to my hips. And then you're going to put the bonbon back down,
and then
you're going to go sit in the corner and not enjoy Christmas.
No, that's not true. You eat half the bonbon, and you get all of the enjoyment.
That's a quitter mentality.
Well, that's a fresh take. That is crazy tunes. I've never heard such a crazy tune.
You don't have ears, the sound doesn't exist.
Oh, God.
How can people get hold of you, Andy?
Between my legs. you know what? I should give a shout out to the I didn't pull up any calls this time. We'll wait for next time. For the YAF line,
yeah.
Feel free to call if you want to set Josh straight on things about sounds and forests. Or
and bottled water.
Bottled
Minute,
water.
What is it? No, what's seltzer water?
Yeah.
Yeah, not sparkling.
The carbonated water isn't water?
It's not. Well, it's carbonated water. It's not an actual part of the water family.
What family is it?
It's the soda family.
Oh, a muck PM hat. 626-657-6428. Ring us up. And
same family as Faygo.
I said they're made. Faygo's good. Remember Faygo Red Pop? Oh, best one, Faygo Rock and Rye.
No, the best.
Oh, Frosh.
Faygo Rock and Rye.
You never had Rock and Rye? It was like Dr. Pepper.
Rock and Rye, that's like an alcoholic drink.
No, it was a soda called Rock and Rye.
Yeah, I know, but rye is rye whiskey.
Yeah, but they had a Faygo Rock and Rye.
Have you ever had rye whiskey?
It's all right.
Shit. You got to be a man to drink that stuff. I guess I'm not because I remember taking a slug of that stuff once and was like, ugh.
Somebody made an old fashioned out of rye for me.
What's that? Is that with the maraschino cherry
and the
red
bitters,
vermouth?
Bitters and
that's a Manhattan I'm thinking of. That's with the vermouth and the maraschino.
Muddled bitters and
muddled bitters
and
great blues guitar player.
Muddled cherry and bitters and a slice of orange.
Oh, that's a good one.
Something like that.
Muddled bitters. His old blues stuff.
People can get a hold of me. It's DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook, Andy _ Chanley on Twitter, and Andy Chanley on Instagram. You showed terrific restraint.
It hurt.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
My jaw was tightening up. I started to sweat. My right hand started to get twitchy.
How can people get
a hold
of you, Josh?
You can reach me at muddled.bitters at JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. You know what we haven't done in a while?
What's that?
We're backlogged on food court.
Oh, God.
Although, you know, maybe court isn't in session during the holidays, right?
Yes.
We take off.
Court's recessed.
Yeah. My robes and wig are getting cleaned.
You don't want to make a lot of judgments during the food season. You know, Josh.
Exactly.
Josh, it's not what you eat between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
It's what you eat
between New Year's and Thanksgiving.
This
what is
a,
Josh, fun Joshua
today.
J. Fligger
at muddledbitters.org.
At gmail.com.
Yep.
What's been what?
It's I've had a really good time with you today.
I'm so glad you came.
I'm not. I enjoyed it.
Or whatever your reaction was.
Oh, wait. Are you going to end?
What, do you have something else?
I don't know. I was just enjoying your gentle strumming of those six strings. And enjoying the guitar being in tune. And are we back to the original axe, man?
Yes.
So you got your original guitar back here. All right, you ready? Let's start.
All right.
When the
people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Artificial Friends welcomes you to the 2019 holiday season.
I gotta do the cup. I gotta do the mugs.
What do you mean mugs?
The Artificial Friends mugs.
Oh.
I'm gonna. I swear to God.
Cliffhanger. Next episode we'll do it.
I swear to God, I'm gonna do it.
I want to are your Artificial Friends tea back
because I think it's a perfect thing for a stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Or maybe it might be heavy.
Stuff your stocking.
Stocking down. Something shatter heavy. The mug inside the stocking. Big stocking full of shattered mug. Merry Christmas, Owen. Here, reach in and grab that.